All right, great physical day of practice today. Situational football was cranked up a little bit. The players responded. We had a nice day out there today.
I think you said come into camp, you'd learn a lot about your team this day.
Yeah, we finished about 7 minutes ahead of schedule. The tempo was outstanding. We had good physicality in there, good intensity. A lot of tight work down there, and when you're playing down there tight, it's a game of anticipation. You can't have any hesitation, and we played with good speed on both sides of the ball. I thought it was a great day for special teams for us. We took a step in special teams. We had a competition. And we split up some veteran guys. We split up the young guys. We kept score, and they really competed their tail off today.
7 minutes, is that the best you've done? And you obviously keep track of these things, right?
It's one of our better days, yes.
Does that include Strahan's speech?
Strahan did a nice job. Yes, it does include his speech, yep. But he talked about the love of the game. He talked about the pride in the Giants organization, about how his teams, the teams that he was on, are connected to the team that we have here today, and what a special place this is. And, don't have any regrets, and make sure you don't, you get everything you can out of camp, and have no regrets moving forward.
And are you starting to see the offense develop a personality, given all the new parts and how they're coming together?
That's probably a good question for the players. We have a lot of guys still working with each other right now, working together, a lot of moving parts there. You're starting to see some guys take some steps. But we'll know more as we go. I still think it's a little bit early.
How much does it help when you have a veteran guy like BRC out there, not just playing, but having fun?
Yeah, DRC loves to work. He loves football, loves to practice, not just playing the games. He's a competitor. You really heard him in the special teams drills out there today when they got going, they got cranked up. He was getting on guys, and I think that's great for us. We're fortunate there.
What did you see from Ingram today?
I saw a young player who's learning how to play the game we want to play down in the green zone. He's a target down there. We all see that. We all see the skill set. The challenge for a guy like him is you move him around. You ask a lot of him. Play a lot of different spots, and he can think too much. You can think too much playing that position. And I asked him to go out there today and play with speed, and we'll detail it as we go, and don't look back. And he made some productive plays down there today.
Fair to say you think it was his best day so far?
It was the first day down in the green zone, and a guy like him, he'll have an opportunity to get his hands on some balls down there.
Did you think Geno Smith was decisive today?
Every play is a new play. I think you have to take it on a play-by-play basis. It's tough to group them all together, and I don't want to make any comments before I go watch the tape.
I guess, do you think he took a step today, or you don't want to say that either?
No, I did. I think he definitely is very accurate with the football. I think he's still learning. This is one of the tougher days that we have mentally. Again, when you have a third down period and you have four periods down in the red and the green zone, things happen fast.
Yeah, we talked a lot about Bobby and Eric sticking around here during the offseason. Are you seeing the results of that this year in camp so far?
Bobby and Eric, they're not twins, are they? I mean, every time we talk about one, it seems like we talk about the other. They're two different people. Bobby had a nice day today. He's bending well. He's making progress in his technique. And I had a couple runs today where he stretched the front side well, which was good to see. Eric's getting better with his punch and pass protection. He's working on keeping his hips down, and he's making progress.
Ben, how important is it to not evaluate those guys in particular, play to play in camp? That you want to look at the big picture, and probably for everybody, the idea that it's not just one play, it's really how they bounce back into the next play.
Yeah, I think development takes time, and right now we're developing a lot of players. But for a guy like Eric, third down's a big period for him. That's where he needs a lot of work in pass protection and one-on-one versus defensive ends. And he took a step today to get better in our third down period, and he did a nice job. But, it's about grading each play and maximizing each play out there. And one play can't lead to the next.
And have you seen an improvement in DJ Fluker from when he got in here to now?
Yeah, DJ, I mean, he's learning. And when you come in, it's tough to learn when a lot of guys in the room are new that he's working with. So they're learning together. He has a guy playing next to him with his hand on the ball, Jones, who does tremendous job communicating with him, and that allows him to play faster. So I just think you're seeing a guy who's able to play a little bit faster. And let's face it, he's a guy that looks better with pads on, playing with pads on, than he does just running around with a helmet.
We'll take one more.
What does Brandon? We know what Brandon Marshall does on the field. What is he bringing to the wide receiver room?
I think he's a tremendous communicator. I found that out the first time I met with him. We had a nice conversation. We sat down one-on-one and talked about what we wanted to get out of this on both sides. And he's a guy that speaks from the heart. And he's a tremendous communicator. And I think that's rubbing off on some guys in the room. We'll go one more.
You mentioned Ingram. What have you seen from Todd? And B, how much does Ingram's presence and potential, how much pressure does that put on Todd? Where do they keep three tight ends or four?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of guys on the offensive side who are on the bubble. And, the thing about being on the bubble is, sometimes it takes your fears to bring out the best in you. And that's what we're looking from those guys. What are you going to do? Are you going to step up or are you going to step back? It is an opportunity for them to get better.